This is the Killer Innovations Podcast with Phil McKinney. Keep in mind that the information and opinions expressed in this podcast are Phil's and Phil's alone, and they don't necessarily reflect those of his past, current, or future employers. Now, here's Phil McKinney.
Is there such a thing as being too big when it comes to innovation programs or projects? Big can be intimidating. Big can also cause fear and hesitation. Size is really based on the perspective. Is the innovation program you're going after really that big? Many times it looks bigger than it really is. Fear based on the size of the program is directly linked to the fear of failure. For some reason, I'm not quite sure why, but the size of the failure is much larger than even the size of the program. Now, what can you do about this? How do you deal with this fear? Am I taking on too much? Is this too big of a program? Are we trying to boil the ocean? How do you take these things on? One is you grow into them. You don't take a kid in Little League Baseball and throw them at the plate taking fastballs from a major league pitcher. You grow into them. Just as you go through life, you gain experiences, you gain responsibilities. You do the same with innovation. So where do you start? You start small. What I refer to as incremental innovations. Now, incremental innovations has this like bad connotation in the innovation space. It's kind of like the shorthand word for cheating. And that's not the case. Incremental innovations have their place. It allows you to get some early successes. Taking an existing product, innovating some unique sets of new features and putting that product back out into the market. It helps build your confidence that you can actually come up with meaningful ideas that get translated into a product that then eventually gets shipped. So incrementals are not bad. They're actually really the core of the innovation efforts in large organizations today. Think of it as your training wheels. And incremental innovations you can do quickly. You can do them fast, you can get them out there, and you can have a lot of them going on simultaneously. Now, the issue is that some or most companies who get caught in this incremental innovation approach never move past it. They get hung up on just doing more and more incremental. It's kind of like exercise. If you don't move to heavier weights or more strenuous exercise, you don't build muscle. You need to build your innovation muscle. You need to move on. You can't sit there and do little 5-pound weights and expect to get better and better or stronger. You have to step up. You got to move to the next level. So what is the next level? It's a category of innovations that I refer to as emergent innovations. Now, these are next step innovations where trends or behaviors for your industry or for your business really give you a clear path on what it is you need to do. It's not incremental. It really is creating new products. But they're kind of, the roadmap out there is kind of laid out for you. They are starting from scratch, so you don't have anything to build upon, so you get that part of the exercise. But it allows you to get through the process with something that shouldn't get you a lot of criticism or a lot of pushback within your organization. It clearly is laid out based on the trends, the dynamics, the competitive nature of your market to where your leadership clearly should be able to say, ha, from point A to point B, we can see this and therefore we will support it. So it tends to have kind of a low risk profile. Now, why are these emergent innovations important? This starts to prove to your management, to your leadership team, that you really can take and go from an idea all the way through the process and deliver it and get alignment with your entire organization around these new ideas and these new innovation programs. So emergent innovation is one of the critical steps. It allows you not only to build your innovation muscle, but it also is allowing you to help build innovation awareness and innovation support within your organization. Without both of those, without both having that support and without having you building your innovation muscle, your ability to progress down the innovation curve quickly falls to zero. It just won't happen. So what's the next level of innovation for building your innovation muscle? The next one is what some refer to as game-changing. It's what I refer to as killer innovations. These are innovations that change your business. They change your position in the marketplace. It's an idea or an innovation that your customer will reward you with a margin premium and that you have some barrier to entry from a competitor being able to quickly come in and copycat. So these are really when you start getting into the big leagues. You need real innovation muscle to pull these off. And you can only work on a few of these at a time. You can't have 500 killer innovations going simultaneously. Think of these as being composed really as being multiple incremental or emerging innovations. And that's really the secret behind doing these game changers. Everybody thinks a game changer is one big monolithic innovation program. No. It's made up of a number of smaller programs. And that's how you kind of get over this fear of, oh my gosh, this thing is so big. How do I take it on? So you take a look at these killer innovations and break them down. Are there components that kind of naturally fit into being an incremental? You're taking something based on a current idea and you're incrementing it in order to get it ready to really be part of a game changing. Are there things in the emergent innovation space? How do you break down this program and think about it in the context of an emergent innovation program? By taking these game changers and breaking them down into smaller compartments, smaller efforts, not only can you build your own confidence, but now you can communicate that to other people within your organization, and you can build their confidence also. If you try to take this on as just one big effort, you will quickly become overwhelmed. And when you become overwhelmed, you tend to freeze up. You don't know what the next step is. You don't know what needs to be done, and you start thrashing. And as soon as you start thrashing, success for this program goes out the window. It's about having that confidence, and you build the confidence again by building your innovation muscle, exercising it, trying it out. You know, go out and do something. If it fails, you learn. Go build on it some more. And so from that standpoint, how do you go build that muscle? By doing these both, you know, incrementals, emergents, and game changers. Now, there is a unique category of innovations beyond game changing, what I call career changing. If you're lucky, you'll have an opportunity maybe once in your entire career to be part of an innovation effort that impacts everyone. These are innovations that change people's lives, change society, change the world. Some examples would be VentSurf and the work that he and Robert Kahn and the team did back in DARPA with the inventing of the internet. Or Sir Tim Berners-Lee, Tim developing the first browser when he was at Surf. These are innovators who had that one shot in their entire career to create something that, again, fundamentally changed all of our lives. Now, many people would think that this is just was pure happenstance by luck. No. I've spent time with both Vent and with Tim and understand that what they had done in their career leading up to that point was preparation. When you want to take on something that's as big and as significant, as impactful as these innovations, this isn't a serendipity falls in your lap and it just happens. It was hard work. It was being in the right place at the right time, but more importantly, about being in the right place with the right time, with the right skill sets, the right experiences, and having exercised their innovation muscle previously. You never know when they're going to come up. You never know when all of a sudden you're going to see something that you clearly identify as being something that could have an impact on a much broader set of people than just a simple product or service or capability. To do that, you got to be ready. Vent, Tim, and others that have developed these game-changing innovations that grew into being innovations that changed people's lives, you look back in those histories and they had those early incremental efforts. They had those emergent innovations that they worked with. They had the game changers that they felt would impact a specific industry. Let's take Vent as an example, right? He'd spent many years, you know, in the DARPA defense space working on a number of different areas. And originally, the internet was not aimed for commercial success. It was primarily being used amongst academia, universities, and the government. And so therefore, it was a game-changing in their two environments. But when the internet went out and became a commercial offering, it changed everybody's lives. Invent, having had the experience early in his career, building this for a specific industry and capability, and then building upon that into the commercial space, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you go from incremental to emergent to game-changing to career-changing or life-changing innovations. So if you want to be part of a life-changing innovation, which all of us want to do in our career, you want to have that one time when you can look back, you can point to an innovation effort and go, wow, I was part of that. You need to get ready. You need to build and exercise your innovation muscle. So you need to work on and come up with and drive through success within your organization, within the role you have today, a whole series of incremental innovations. Ideas on products. Go talk to your product teams and give them ideas that either you've come up with or ones that you've gone out and talked to customers and brought back to the organization and get them through. Get them through the process so that they actually get implemented in the product. Look and identify emergent innovations. What are the trends? What are the next logical steps? Where do you think your competitors are going? And therefore, what's kind of that next product, that next chunk of innovation that's along that like natural path that your industry and your organization are on? Exercise your muscle. Expand it. Go for and identify some game changers, some killer innovations. Now, I'm going to warn you, when you get into the game changing and killer innovations, get ready to hear no a lot. Leadership starts to get concerned. Those are higher risks. You're going to have more likelihood of failures. But the impact, if you can get a game changer or killer innovation through the process, is significant. But you got to be prepared to fight the battle. In fact, in my experience, game changers and killer innovations is not so much about the risk of the innovation. If you break it down and you properly plan it, and you really, really focus on it and do a really good job, and you have a good, solid process, and you have a good way to generate great ideas in the area of your killer innovation, that doesn't become the problem. It's not about the product. It's not about the technology. Game changers or killer innovations get hung up fighting the internal politics, what I refer to as the corporate antibodies, the people who continuously say no. And so if you go from the incrementals and you have some successes, you go to the emergence and you have some successes, by the time you get to the game changers, kill innovations, you have some successes to point to. When someone pushes no, you can go back and say, hold on here a second. I worked on these innovations and look, they were successful. I've proven my ability to come up with ideas and execute them. So this is the next level. I believe that this is a great innovation. Use that as one of the persuasive techniques. If you've never delivered a successful innovation and you try to jump right into a game changer or killer innovation without any track record, you are running headfirst into a brick wall at full speed. You've got to have some successes in, you know, under your belt to point to help management, to help those naysayers, those corporate antibodies in your organization get over their comfort zone and be willing to support your innovation effort. And then when it comes to this career or life-changing innovations, keep your eyes open. Expect it to happen, but continue to work on your incrementals, your emergent, your game-changing innovations, and then be ready. When the opportunity happens and you see it emerging in front of you, jump on it. You've built your muscle. You've built up your list of successes in the other spaces. Be ready. It's the athlete that is ready to take advantage of the opportunity that wins. Likewise, in the innovation space, those that prepare, those that practice, those that get past kind of the fear factor, but who actually go out and exercise that innovation muscle, are the ones that are going to take advantage and win. So if you want to learn more about how to learn, practice, and to become proficient in innovation, pick up the book Beyond the Obvious and read it. It'll give you the background and the foundation that you need. So thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you have comments or questions, send them to me via email at feedback at PhilMcKinney.com, or you can post your comments directly into the show notes over on PhilMcKinney.com. You can also post your comments and recommendations for the show over at iTunes or any of the podcast sites that you visit. If there's a topic you would love to hear about, something that I haven't covered, send them in. Send them and let me know. Feedback at PhilMcKinney.com. I'm collecting up a list of topics for upcoming shows and would love to hear from you. A topic, a challenge, a problem that you're having in your organization around innovation, send them in and we'll do a show on that upcoming. With that, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.